We're on time. And
recording in progress.
The time is 8:15 p.m. and we'll begin our work session on street funding with the caveat or the intent for direction for a strategy. We have held numerous work sessions beginning in
January.
It's almost June, and so it's time for a roundtable among council to discuss thoughts, opinions, ideas, and provide direction to staff on how to move forward with this ever so important topic. I guess for starters, and I'm sure you know, we are really appreciative of all the work and effort that's gone into this. It definitely feels like it's a much more cohesive approach to the understanding the caveats and the various options, the caveats that exist within those various options, and how these funding mechanisms all come together. I found the public engagement to be very helpful in understanding what people understood and didn't understand. I do believe there's still a good amount of not understanding at all, but I could also probably state that there's some of that in my head, right? I mean, this is a very complex and convoluted item, and I think it would behoove us to discuss this tonight and provide some direction. So would anybody like to jump in how does the team want to?
Why don't you start off?
I just kind of did.
Oh. I mean, as far as.
Yeah, I guess, direction. Sure.
I mean, what are you thinking?
You know, there's definitely, in my opinion, merit behind the that middle ground approach of moving the tax and rec, the parks and rec funding towards this. That would be kind of my top pick. The responsible restructuring of our parks and rec funding based on the outcome of an election. If the voters were to approve reappropriation of those funds to do this. My concerns there, though, lie in the details that exist around what would need to go to make this option feasible, right? I think, and we stated it during the public meeting and reviewing the materials, something will have to go if we move in that direction. Now, what those specifics are, a little foggy on, not to say let's look at those right now, but that's my main point of concern around moving in that direction. I do think it's far superior to the let's do nothing about it. And so my second option would then be to let's go back to the voters once again and ask for some kind of sales tax to just dedicate to this. If we were to go to the responsible restructuring route, that's a great name for it. Those details are important to me, you know, what will have to go. And then I also, on the other side, I don't want to worry, but I, you know, looking ahead, I think about what other amenities could this eventually fund as far as sidewalks or alleyways. We know that it's probably none. But would a dedicated sales tax get us to then improve something like that? So I've been kind of weighing those two, right? We hear a lot about sidewalks. We heard it tonight. We hear it every night. We hear it about crosswalks and connectivity and this and that. Will this get us there? Maybe ways away. Would this have the biggest chance of getting that much-needed funding in the near future? And as we saw based on the reanalysis by the pavement consultant, it's not a, you know, we must do this tomorrow, but we got to do this soon, right? And I think this has the best chance of us having the funding needed to do this soon. So those are my thoughts at the moment. What do you think, Bo?
Well, I wavered a lot, you know. I mean, initially I was pretty boisterous about no new taxes and our taxes are really high, and 9.4 is pushing 10, and that's a scary number for a lot of people. But thinking more about it, just going, you know, if we just do things halfway, if we don't make impacts on our alleys that are just in need. My sidewalk is a mess. And, you know, it's like people can't afford to spend $5,000 to repair their sidewalks. You know, that's a city thing. But we don't have the money for that. And I think, you know, and I think there's a lot of people that, you know, like to walk, older people like me, like to walk on sidewalks. And I end up walking the street a lot, which is not bad. But I sure would like to be able to walk on a nice sidewalk. So I'm just thinking that, you know, go back to the 2022 thing and maybe go for a, I don't know. I just don't know if the community would do that, but if we could just somehow say, go big, we're going to do this. We're going to fix the alleys, we're going to fix the roads, we're going to fix the sidewalks, and we're going to fix it all. I don't know, if it, I mean, but it just seems like...
So as you're talking, I can kind of play this out the way.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was supposed to be quiet.
Yeah, I mean, I just really think that the people need to see something that they get out of the deal. My alley, you know, not my alley, but alleys are in terrible condition, and you know, some people I know, of one person in particular, I've talked to Erica about her, I think, and who, you know, can't get into her garage because you've got a huge pothole in the alley, and she's, you know, an 85-year-old lady. So anyway, I just think that we need to, I'm kind of leaning toward that,
towards a new,
not reconstruction, not restructuring, but just look at the
talked about
initially.
And can I?
Yeah, I'm that's, I'll stop there.
With Bo saying, and I apologize, this is what I've been saying all along, correct? Go for it all, and we got to sell it. Take pictures of the potholes, whatever we need to do. I have 80-some-year-old friends that they, the older people's garages in the older neighborhoods are in the alleys, and that's their access. And one of the reasons when I ran was to get the city back to plowing the alleys. Well, for not plowing them for years has even caused them deteriorate quicker. So yes, I'm with Bo on that, and I know I won't be here to do it, but please, that's what, you know, sell it to the public, let them know what's going on, but don't combine other things on it. Let the public vote for the street improvements, and then the rec center is totally different, but get rid of the
sunset.
The sunset in 2032.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it, or we're going to be closing it down. I mean, we can't, or definitely, absolutely not expand like the voters wanted 20-some years ago, or whatever that was. So two different things. You combine them, then that upsets people. And then, you know, down the road, we're going to got the fire department thing. That should be on a totally separate ballot, too.
Oh, that will have to be.
So when you say don't combine it, are the items that I have marked here still within the realm of what you're talking about with the streets, alleys, sidewalks, and
yeah,
the safety? So streets.
The streets, sidewalks,
yes,
and all that.
Just
and if this
sure
passes, once we get caught up, then we can start putting more sidewalks in, and not just once the repairs are done. If inflation doesn't catch up with us again, then we can add more sidewalks and new neighborhoods like we want. And Palisade, the Palisade addition, we were willing to do that, but the people out there, I'm saying this loud so you get this in the paper, the majority of the people in Palisades did not want their lawns and their trees cut out, so only reason we didn't do, we had one heck of a good price, and I think we should have done it. I still think we should have done it. Because now we're getting complaints from the other side because people's memories are short.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you've got to keep that in mind. So we got to stay. If it doesn't pass this year, it's got to go back next year and the next year until we get it. But the rec, you know, ice skating rink was not put in right. It should have been done better so we could have year-round ice, but they went cheap. The swimming pool and all that out of the rec center, they went cheap because they sold it wrong. So I'd like that someplace in there. Sell the product properly, and that way and moves forward. But this combining different things on it to get these people that wouldn't vote for that vote for this because they want that, I think that very much upsets people. I know it did me. And but no, I absolutely think we need to go for everything or nothing. If they're not going to do it, I would be very upset to vote for what I wanted done, but only get what we could afford.
And the difference is really a 0.5, what we went for last year, and yep. What you're outlining is a 0.6.
Yeah.
So 0.1 of the tax.
And that would cover everything, but then let them know with inflation, we still may not be able to do it, but we should. So maybe we should go a tad bit higher to make certain we have enough, but then the new government laws, and maybe not new, where we have to kick back anything and it's on a sales tax, that makes it quite difficult.
I think the 0.6 would be sufficient. I mean, really, 0.59 would get us there. That's what the total is of our needs. But 0.6 is just your 0.6%.
And that would allow us to put in new sidewalks that once we got caught up, correct? Where there's never been a sidewalk before.
I think we would still do that transition where we would focus on alleys and bring those up to speed. But once we got them maintained, then it doesn't need as much to keep it at a maintained level rather than reconstruct some of these that have really deteriorated. And then we would take that funding and transition into a more sidewalk-focused construction phase.
It also allows leveraging for grants and other things that could do sidewalks and safety.
Yeah, like safe routes to school is one of those.
But so we can do it all.
Yeah.
And then get rid of the sunset. That's two different ballots, but do it at the same time. It's not going to cost you anymore, but you're going to continue to get what you're paying for.
Interesting. So you're suggesting to run both issues this year? Remove the sunset on the simultaneously.
Start working on it. Don't wait till the last minute, because then you're going to be in trouble if we wait. Start doing it now. If it doesn't pass this year, next year do it again. Keep it in the public's face. They're the ones that wanted it. I did not vote for it, just like I didn't vote for RTA. But it's here, and they're here to stay. Unless we want defunct buildings, just like we're going to have defunct streets. If they can't drive this town and look at it, ride a bicycle. You know, believe it or not, I do occasionally. Probably never again, not up here. But, no, it's... You know, put it out there in those verbiage. You know, you folks that ride your bicycles, what do you think? You know, motorbikes, cars. I hit a pothole the other day that was like, holy crap. You know, so, but I, thanks, Bo. That's, you said what I've been trying to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Go for it. And I'll try to be able to vote this year.
Oh, you'll be able to.
Personally, I see a lot of value in pairing the two together. I think if we say, if we go for just alleys and streets together and we tell people, well, we'll work on the sidewalks once we're done with the alleys, if we don't have a set plan for that, then it's...
That's not what I was saying. Streets, alleys, sidewalks, all in one. All in one. The only thing separate is the rec center. That's on a different.
But I think so. We have a plan put together of when streets will be maintained.
Yeah.
Based on funding, does that include sidewalks and alleys?
We have a plan for budget allotments, and I can share that slide if I can dig that up. But it basically is a heavy on the front loaded years and alleys and shifting more to a focus over sidewalks over time. But we don't have specific plans for sidewalks, but we could come up with that. I mean, we have that, the basics of that in the non-motorized transportation plan that I think we can kind of tie that to specifics with the funding that we've already identified in that, you know, strategy. So I think we can get there. We probably don't have that right now.
Yeah.
This sidewalk or that sidewalk, it's just sidewalks.
Yeah, I think what was really helpful was seeing the juxtaposition of here's current funding, mm-hmm. what streets are going to be like, and here's if we get the funding, this is the quality. If we don't have an actual plan. If it's just kind of ambiguous, when we'll work on alleys or sidewalks, people aren't going to believe us.
And I think we can do that fairly easily. I mean, there is a priority ranking in the non-motorized transportation plan. The only problem is those financial charts in there are whatever year that was. It was like 2014. And so those need to be updated. But the level of service, like, you know, the north side of Denver Avenue would be a high priority. There's a lot of walking traffic. There's a lot of car traffic that would make us want to get people off the street there. And so that's something we could certainly put together. That's not an issue.
I think adding alleys and sidewalks would really sell, you know, like really let people know, like, we're thinking about a complete initiative, and why just scrimp it by and just do the bare minimum of street maintenance when we've all sitting here seen how difficult it is to get a ballot initiative to pass. And if we're going for the bare minimum, which, you know, helps people in their pocketbooks, which is very important, if we're not considering alleys and sidewalks and doing the whole thing, it's not well thought out, I don't think. And I think that would be an incentive for a lot of people to think about, you know, the complete system like that. And then, but also, too, I think the solution that we've come up with of working with the rec tax and helping to soften the blow on our citywide sales tax, I think makes a lot of sense, of being able to address the rec issue and then also soften the blow overall on sales tax and be able to get streets, alleys, and sidewalks and maintain.
There could be sort of a combination approach here where you go for a new tax per street, but maybe you don't ask for a sunset removal of the entire 1%. Maybe you come up with something that's closer to this 0.63 or something that softens that blow. But it would be two separate initiatives. One would be for the rec, and one would be for the removal of the sunset that could be this year, could be next year. We would probably want to talk about the strategy of having those both together on the ballot or on a separate year.
I think we need to weigh those impacts against each other, though, also, if they're separate initiatives. I don't know. I think it's, especially the feedback from PRAC, like, we have to zoom out because we're all super hyper-focused and super engaged in what we're talking about, and the general public just isn't. Like, they just don't have the bandwidth to be thinking about this as granular as we are, and we have to market it well and get the best bang for our buck for residents and, you know, encourage that buy-in and that preservation of both the rec amenities and roads, and do that in the simplest way possible is how we're going to get this to pass. Because people aren't going to, you know, listen to us and be like, you know, we've got maybe 3 minutes for somebody to pay attention to what we're trying to tell them. You know, and
that's generous.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, 30 seconds. We've got a 30-second elevator pitch to sell people on, you know, quality streets, quality rec amenities that are continuing to improve over the years. Is that's what we're selling, is that we're investing enough into this as a community that things are going to continue to improve rather than just scraping by.
And so what you're suggesting, Mallory, is what Ben was just saying, kind of a two-pronged approach. Go for it, as Jim and Bo are stating.
Yeah, I think we keep removal. This whole package, and then also we had talked about splitting some of the rec tax out.
So it's kind of a hybrid approach. It gets you what it does is it eliminates this general fund cuts here. So you still have a 0.6 tax coming in for streets, But rather than going to all the way up to 9.4, maybe you shave that off a little bit and you're a little bit above 9 because you don't need that whole 1% for rec.
So we would sunset, we'll say
0.37
okay.
or something.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah.
So okay. you get gain a 0.6 and then you only sunset 0.37.
Can I ask just a clarification question?
Yeah.
Where do the 20,000 traffic fines, is that a net revenue?
I don't have that marked. That was one of the things we had discussed earlier
okay.
on.
Okay.
So that's
when
you
not
do,
in there, really.
That anything that's not checked is not in this scenario.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Now, another thing I was thinking of with the rec center and all that, why don't we have a better senior center? Is it funding? Because if we keep it there and we sell it to the seniors too, and don't lower it, and we can and do it, where it'll be open for them, the hours they've been wanting, it's a better facility. And then you're not just selling it to the young people here for a place to go swimming and all that. You're also selling a senior center, which is in the same complex, and
yeah.
we can fund it better and all that, and not cut anything. Just give them what they want. I know another, well, right now I wouldn't mind going to the senior lunches and stuff the way I'm feeling. But, you know, our senior population is growing, and you go to any other community near us, and they have something great for the seniors, and we have shut. And I'll say it just like that. They have limited hours, limited time. So maybe not cut that and put that out in there, too, to sunset it. We do this, but we guarantee it's going to be better hours. It's going to be a true senior center for these people.
The problem is, I think, in both cases, we're talking about capital construction. Isn't the original one is really capital construction for the most part and not ongoing operation?
Well, I mean, what Jim is saying is a specific, I think what you're pointing out, I haven't heard about operational hours. I think, in general, I think people are pretty satisfied that I've heard from our senior services.
Oh, God. Well, reach out to them, because I'm not.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think there definitely has been challenges with sharing that space. There's competing
right.
needs, and so part of that phase three, I think, would solve some of those issues. It's less about operating hours and more about having a school program in some of that space where if we had other multi-use rooms, that might alleviate some of those stresses. But
when they had Boomers, they was able to open that up at 7:30 in the morning across the street, and they could stay late into the evening.
Sure,
and
play cards
and
or whatever.
That's what
and
my
I think
complaints
that is,
are. They want... And it's not
yeah.
just a handful. It's
sure.
handfuls of people. They miss what they built. And so if we
yeah, so I think that's a space needs competition, and that phase three I think would really take a crack at hitting those issues.
But no matter what you ask for, I'm glad if you put that in there, that they would eliminate
yeah.
that problem. That would give you more votes from the seniors and their children and grandchildren that are of voting age. I mean, that's how you reach out and grab these people
mm-hmm.
and get them to vote for stuff. And the little old men and little old ladies that use their alleys, their kids will be voting for it.
So just to reiterate, so we can see this visually, what Mallory had supported, and I think, Jim, what you're stating would include this phase three financing payment, which would address some of those senior needs in an indirect way. But what this would be is that you would, rather than getting rid of the sunset of the entire 0.75, you'd get rid of the sunset of a 0.38. So they would get their 0.25 that already stays, plus this 0.38 to get their 0.63 that we need for all these rec needs. But there would be a new sales tax at 0.6, which funds all of these street needs here.
Okay.
And so that's where you can see this pencils out.
Okay.
So that's sort of a little bit of a hybrid between those two options that we're throwing out there, and that's doable. I think it's all about the timing on when do you do this as well, because I think one thing, this is my gut instinct on that one, is that I think it takes a dedicated effort to really talk about this new tax here. And so anytime you have two ballot initiatives, now you've diluted your message because you're talking about both issues and they're both separate ballot initiatives. And, I mean, we can talk about the strategy there, but you could get there. You just need to do this part sometime between now and 2032. But you could do it now by softening that impact by not having that 1% tax in there. Instead, it's a 0.63. So that's the one element that could make it behoove us to do them simultaneously. It just makes it hard for that marketing piece.
It also makes it hard if one fails.
Yeah.
Then you can't do the other. So it's, while separate, completely tied at the hip, right?
But if it's the issue you've got with if it's separate is, okay, I have two things I can vote on. Now, I don't think that there may be a way where you make them contingent like we did with that you establish a tax and then you establish a rate in terms of what we did with marijuana, which if it basically says if this fails, this doesn't apply regardless of the vote on it, which is probably not something you want to put on half of it, saying if this issue fails over here, you know, we're not going to do it. I mean, that gets you into complexities there that people are saying you're reading my vote.
Yeah, and I think you'd be at risk of having a multi-issue ballot initiative with that. Yeah. So.
But I don't agree that they're tied. If you get 0.6 for streets, you're golden.
Yep.
And then you just have to deal with the rec at some point.
Yeah.
If you get both, then you're especially golden. If you don't get streets, you still have a problem, but you've solved the rec problem. So how are they...
Well, because we're lowering the request on the sunset now.
Yeah, and you were going to use that for streets, so now it's kind of tied your hands on streets. If just this part passed,
because the removal
and this part didn't, then you've reduced the tax rate, and you might have people that are out there that just want to, they're solely focused on reducing that overall tax rate. Yes, you can do all of these things now. But now you don't have the card to be able to try to pull this off with the redistribution.
Well, I don't think you do a redistribution, is my point. Is
you just don't have that tax.
You just reduce the park and rec tax. You take out the sunset to the point that you need it to be out to support operations in phase three. And who wouldn't vote for that?
Right.
And then streets stand alone. And you either get the 0.6 or you don't, and you keep doing it until you get something.
So what you're suggesting, Kathy, is not 0.38, but rather just remove the sunset?
No.
Well, no, maybe do the 0.38.
It's this right here. Right here is what you would get. You don't have any of this because you didn't get this.
Got it.
Right, but they're not a package.
It's not a package.
If one fails, the other fails.
You're in the green
because
here.
Because either... that passes is a benefit to the community.
Right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, you've in essence, the first park and rec meeting I attended, their concern was the impending sunset at some point, and at that time, the people expressed the notion that since the way the sunset is structured, you cannot assume that you can physically maintain phase three. Phase three is on permanent hold until you get that done. There also was the expression that it probably would be easier to do a change in how much reduction there is in that tax sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. But you have the problem of how you make the debt payments work. And
well, so in the meantime, what it looks like is this. Which is pretty much break even.
Yeah. So and it could tacitly make people want to vote for roads if they see a break in the rec tax.
Yeah.
In other words, yeah. The
what is the beeping?
The question.
I don't know. I can go look. I don't care. As long as they're not going to blow up or something.
It's probably some electronic thing. We're probably being hacked.
It's the one world.
I'm trying to wrap my head around how, if you put both of them on the same ballot.
Yeah, that's...
That you basically...
You can't pass a new tax on the same ballot. You can restructure that existing tax, but you can't... You can't do that hybrid approach.
No. I'm saying two ballot issues can go on.
Yeah.
We could put down, the city of Gunnison will issue warranty bonds to raise money for mumbly pegs.
Yep.
Whatever the third issue is that you want. If you have two separate ballot issues, I don't think that there's a way that you can tie them like we did with the marijuana. Or the contingency that if we sell X property, then we have X part two that if it's based on whether that one passes. I don't think you can structure it that way.
No.
And how the question then becomes, do people see that as an either-or choice?
Right. One other thing that you could explore is if you did this, you did the 0.75, and you don't do a new sales tax, and you try to fund all of these things, and essentially after 2032, you have this. You have to make some cuts here and reduce these to some level, but you can still do some of it, right? So let's say that this is more like 300,000, and this is more like 75,000. So now you're pretty much break even. What you could do is do this, which is the responsible restructuring, and then either this year or another year, you can do a new sales tax at some percentage, whatever that is, but just a little bit of a push.
But that general fund cuts was
so
like...
that you can cut this general fund cuts out. You know,
where are we going to find 350K?
Yeah, that was a lot of stuff. That's like the grants.
It's tough. Yeah, I think the biggest one is your future lazy K. We have those allotments for land in Gunnison Rising, we will not have the match to try to provide another housing project like that. So that's the most significant element there. But you could try to go for a tax, and maybe you could go specifically for that type of project and go for a sales tax for housing in the future. I mean,
if I was a voter on that, I would say we just did roads. Why are we doing another one for roads?
Yeah, and so I think this new sales tax would be for whatever you cut out of here.
Yes, I am a voter. As a voter, that would make me mad.
Well, so that's what I'm saying is you're asking for what you're actually asking for, which is like a housing type project.
Well, no, I think the scenario was you do the 0.75, you restructure some of that to roads, and then a couple years down the line, you ask for a new sales tax for roads.
Well, I'm saying not for roads.
No.
For whatever you cut out of here.
Yeah.
Whatever this is.
I think go for it. Let's not play any games.
This, just to be clear, I don't think this is a game. This is, again, the message with this is that you're living within your means. And then if there is something that's something the public wants, you ask for that specifically that's not covered by this. You're not going back to ask for the same thing.
Right.
You're asking for whatever that is. If it's a housing project, ask for it. If you don't have these safety improvements in there and you're only doing street maintenance and you're not going to cut this out as much, then ask for these. You're being straightforward about making specific asks.
Yeah, but you're also, the question is, I don't think that you can run in a 5-year period, 3 tax questions, and all of it be a quarter cent.
Right.
Regardless of what it's for. You just, you sound like, hey, we thought we had enough money, but nah, we need some more money. And pretty soon you sound incompetent.
Is that going to be the case with going, like if we do it again, right? Let's say we go for the new sales tax at 0.6. My hesitation on the new sales tax is not against the logic at play right
now.
I think that you're right, Jim. You know, if we're going for it, let's go for it, let's dedicate it. My hesitation on the new sales tax is economy's not going to be doing well by November.
The voters have already said no twice. Is it...
Can you get it over
the...
Can
we get it over the finish line, right? And I would hope so, but we're 0 for 2. And then the removal of this... I keep having flashbacks to the conversation around the fire department too, right? Where we had to like try to figure out when to split or how to split, and that became really convoluted. Like,
well, the issue around the fire district now is in the fire district's hands.
Yeah, and that's fair, and that's good.
And it will be a fire district ballot issue, not a city ballot issue, although it'll impact the city. And that will read different. It'll be on property tax, and it won't be on sales tax.
Sure.
So, and...
I guess my point isn't, you know, where is that? My point is just the combo, which kind of goes to change. Like, we combine the two, does it then make it more convoluted down the road? Maybe not, because I think removal of the PR, or the sunset, and then dedicating those funds would have two separate buckets in of it itself.
Yeah.
And that's where I keep kind of, I won't say I'm going to stick to my guns no matter what, but I do just feel like we've been told to live within our means twice, pretty close the second time. If we have a bigger chance of getting across the finish line, even if it is just the bare minimum, is there not more value to that than going for it a third time, getting told no again, and then we're in the same boat in about 8 months?
Yeah. There's
that's definitely the biggest pro with that strategy is the opening line is without an increase in the sales tax rate.
I mean, if we're, believe me, I would love streets and sidewalks and alleyways, and I think many people would too, but do we have enough people that would say yes to that? That's, you know.
Well,
and you would have the discretion if you did this technique and you've got all of these things in here. You would have the discretion to not put in these $350,000 of cuts, but it's these kind of things that are
getting
they're being prioritized and they're competing for the same funds.
Right.
So I have a question, if I may.
Please.
And I may get like shot through the TV by David, but maybe it takes more time than from May to November of this year to sort this out.
If we,
I'm not suggesting that's what you do, but that isn't really a topic that you guys have discussed at all.
You're totally right because I agree. I mean, at this point, we're already backed up, and I know it's not getting any better, David. And I know that the costs are going to continue to escalate. But while we've been honest since January, I have had that same thought, Kathy. I think even if we, let's say, hit the start gun button right now, that's a heavy lift by November. I mean, this is when we started the conversation plus 3 more weeks, maybe 4 weeks from last year. I think we started around June, around the
same
topic.
Remember, this would be a 100% outreach phase for the entire summer, and I think you can saturate people. People don't listen for a year. So I think what Kathy's point is maybe you need to sort out your decision. If you were at a point to make a decision on one way or the other, I think we've got more than enough time to be able to market, provide outreach. And I think the issues that we've talked about is next year you may have a crowded ballot with the county asking for the exact same thing. You may have a higher mill rate out in the district with the fire district having a higher mill rate that's asking the city to join the district. And so you may have a crowded ballot issue, and you've waited another year that's escalated your street costs by another $100,000, which makes it so that now this restructuring strategy doesn't pan out because you've blown another year of not having the money, and your roads have deteriorated that much more.
Plus
so those are the issues.
Plus next year's presidential election. So you're going to have more voter turnouts, which
Yeah. Right. And if the question is, though, will people go for streets if they get roads and alleys and sidewalks, that's still more outreach.
Yes.
The only other way to test it is to put it out there and see what the voters do. So, anyway, I just threw that out
either
there.
Either pull them or you pull them at the poll.
Yeah.
And if you do this restructuring, you do
Do you know how to make flyers?
I've been marketing. It's fine.
You do have the discretion on whether or not to do. I mean, I think whatever you say to the voters, you need to deliver on that. But you could couch it as you have the discretion to kind of play within these things here, these three things. And maybe we can be creative about some other revenue generation type stuff, you know? We can talk about these cuts
Kathy
in the general fund.
I don't think
you can make some cuts in the general fund that aren't horribly painful. We've talked about those in the past.
The police department. Just kidding. Just kidding. That was a joke.
But we can be really judicious about that. I'm not saying we aren't already, but there are some areas that you've talked about, the $150,000 for sustainability coordinator. It's not like we're doing nothing. We just passed a $4 million first reading on energy conservation measures tonight. Those are types of things that it doesn't mean we're not doing anything for sustainability.
Let's not try to get the whole budget into this conversation.
Well, I'd like to see what Bo and I and then Kathy chimed in, I think, saying the same thing as us. I don't know. What about you three? Are you even close to agreeing with us?
What's Jim? Jim, you didn't really pipe in on what your preference is.
Well, first, I think the issue has to be put forward in some way on the ballot this year, for the simple reason that one of the things people do tend to remember is I voted on the issue, not necessarily how they voted, because they tend to vote the way the majority voted. If you look at Kennedy versus Nixon, which was by one vote per precinct difference, by the time 62 or 63 was around, somewhere around 70% had voted for Kennedy in some polls just because they couldn't remember, and I vote for winners, and it just ends up that way. But I think that you have, the issue is that the timeline on streets is getting harder and harder to deal with. And there's a point where you reach in there that you become a Band-Aid system only, no matter how much money you throw at it. And I don't want to reach that point. And I think that that's one of our arguments, that we have not penetrated enough in terms of what's going on. Today saves you money.
The cost of waiting is $100,000.
Well, and the cost of waiting also means... we'll need more auto repair shops in town.
Yeah.
And so you can spend it all over the place, and by the time everybody starts complaining about potholes, you're almost to the point where you can't keep up. It's like right now you get stories on all the Denver news, well, there's potholes, and here it is, and nobody's doing anything, and they basically got a backlog at Public Works that they can't get to. You can easily end up at a different level, but just as big of a problem for local residents when we get to that point. And I don't want to see us reach that point because I think we can avoid it. The question becomes, does recreation needs to be solved in the next, well, let's see, 30, in the next 6 years or so, so that there's some clarity out that gives you the point where you can really do something with phase three and still make it function. On roads, you're on a shorter timeline. Sure. And so my primary concern is how do we get that basic close to $1 million into streets as soon as possible? And how do you do that becomes a question. But the need of the $1 million, the consequences of not doing it are things we need to emphasize regardless of what the ballot looks like. Absolutely, that's got to be out there. It's got to be long. It's got to be strong. You know, hey, let's have the rough road tour of color of Gunnison, you know. Get on your bicycle and take this route and deal the obstacle.
But I mean, that's the basis of this entire premise, right? That's
right.
The,
but
those are the two main points. What would your, like, if you were to pick right now, which route would you put your finger on?
Instinctively, I'd like to say without an increase in a tax rate. But that may not get us to where we need to be. And that's
within striking distance.
But it certainly is more than a Band-Aid.
It's a pretty substantial Band-Aid.
That makes me hear that I've got pretty strong consensus out of three for at least restructuring or a close hybrid to it. And what do you two think that are more for leaning towards a new tax?
Well, like what Jim just said, I mean, who likes taxes? But, you know, I want to figure out a way to, I want to have it all.
So
somehow.
So when you're looking at this, I mean, you can get all of this, but you do have to make some service cuts in the general fund. You've got to come up with this. And this is a little bit slower paced. So that's kind of what this one looks like. Is a slower pace. It does fix our just basic street maintenance, but this is kind of what that looks like. I think you are getting most things. You're going to have to make some, you know, I don't think they're painful, but you're going to have to make some cuts in the general fund. The budget process will not be as easy.
Well, and on major construction on streets, you're looking at portions that you roll forward. Going back to, we do the less expensive maintenance slurries and stuff, and then you do your major rebuild and overlays.
Well, and I think we're there on that. We need 950. We're there with this.
Right. But
we're there.
Yeah.
So I think something that keeps coming back to me to take that, as Mallory stated, that zoom out, right? Two points. First, we're getting close on time here, I think, to wrap this up for tonight. I don't think we're making a decision tonight. It's 9. We're tired. But just to take that zoom out concept that Mallory mentioned, I keep thinking of, we could get into the weeds of every decision and every scenario once again tonight. Or, in my opinion, look at it from two perspectives. Do we want something that has the highest possibility of passing and go for that route? Or try to get into these weeds of the scenario that we will eventually move forward on, whether it's nothing or a new tax or a reconstruction, etc. Those are kind of my two parameters in a sense, right? Do we go for whatever has the highest chance of getting us as close to the finish line as possible, which I do think is the reconstruction, or do we want to then keep hashing out what scenarios, where do we cut, da-da-da-da-da.
Well, right?
That's the two kind of items on the table, in my opinion.
Well, my, just putting it out there, because I won't be here through June on the discussion, so I think what Bo and I talked about, and if it doesn't pass, the council needs to take it back out there. It needs to be done. Things aren't going to get cheaper. I'm looking at the whole world, inflation. This is the only direction I feel we can go. So council doesn't look bad to the people saying, well, I voted for that. Why am I still getting potholes? Why is my alley still bad? Why don't I have the sidewalks? I think go for it, and it's the voters. It's their
right, but they can tell us that through the reconstructed, the
restructuring
reconstruction,
yeah.
Right? I mean, they can get that with the responsible reconstruction, which I think is what we've heard the last 2 years. To the inflation point, I agree. Yeah, it's high right now, but I mean, it's dwindling. It's not like it's going to be here for the next decade. And
inflation. I've never seen inflation go down in my lifetime.
I mean,
when I was a kid,
at a rate compared to last year, it's definitely down.
Average at 3 rather than 9.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's definitely high right now, but these are cyclical things. That's beside the point. Your statement, though, is let's go for a new sales tax. Bo? And again, we're not making a decision. We're not voting.
I hear you. I want something to pass, but I'm thinking people might vote for it, saying they will make it so I can get my garage. I can fix this sidewalk that is not, I maintain it, but I don't own it in front of my house. I can't.
And it's hard to shovel.
So huh? What I'm
and it's hard to shovel because it's.
I can't shovel it because it's a mess.
So I'm hearing that you want all of these top three, but why not also the rec? So we can.
You're trying to get both.
I am. I'm trying to get
95%
of
both.
My thought is that if we put them together, we can have it all on the side of street maintenance, alley, sidewalk, street safety improvement grant match. We can include all of that, and then we can also address the issue with the Parks and Rec tax sunset and voters that we may miss with streets and alleys. We may capture with the Parks and Rec as well of addressing the sunset. And then also it would lessen the impact to the sales tax of still having street maintenance, alley, sidewalk. So it's not a and or, it's an and. So it addresses the sunset.
Without an increase
the overall tax rate is lower, and then you also get everything we wanted for streets.
We have to make some general fund cuts to be transparent about that.
Yep.
I mean, that's what we've been told a few times. And
you do have two advisory committees that support this approach. That doesn't mean that they're obviously special interest groups.
Your
advisory committee and your Parks and Rec advisory committee that supports this concept.
Which we've seen over the last 2 years, it's really hard to educate and sell people on the needs for our street repairs. And if we're adding the Parks and Rec, then I think, you know, we'll get more people that align with that just naturally, just because streets aren't interesting to people.
And I will push back a little on that, Mallory, because we 2 years ago thought, oh, people could get behind the fire district, and that combination confused a lot of people. Why is it together? Well, that doesn't make any sense, right? So there would be some of that to be considered.
Yeah,
but I just keep relying on that middle graph. I mean, those bars look pretty even if we were to go this responsible restructuring route with, some tough decisions as far as cuts. I don't know. Again, though, we're not going to make a decision tonight. We are pretty deep into this.
One thing that I would request, and I'm not trying to push you to make a decision, but if we want to talk about this more, my recommendation would be that we have some sort of a daytime work session to hash this out some more so that we're not at the end of a long night.
Yep.
Hashing this out, because the more we spend just figuring out what direction cuts into the time that we need to be able to push this out and educate people about the choice that they're making. And we're not going to urge anyone to vote this way or that way, but this is what happens if you vote this way, and this is what happens if you vote that way. And we need time to be able to conduct that effort if we're going this year.
Yep.
I didn't get the feeling that people wanted to kick the can down to
24. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean that you're trying to do that.
No, but I mean, it's a legitimate question, okay?
Yep.
I think our answer is, hey, this is something we really, in the area of streets, can't put off. Now, how do we best put that together and at the same time deal with the overall city finances, which are somewhat distorted by both a, over 20% in dedicated in addition to Parks and Rec, but another 20% of the sales tax ends up going to RTA, which is not under our control in any way.
Right.
And that affects the overall thing, and certainly we're a very fortunate community to have that because it provides a free service which is of great value. but many other communities don't have that level of taxation to support it. That's partially to compensate for the size of our community as well as the wealth in it. So I look at that overall structure. The other trend is that right now there is a very organized group that is systematically doing the 1,000 cuts on state income and state sales tax. And every 2 years we're seeing that drop without a whole lot of opposition to it. And there's a point where the grant money that we depend on is no longer going to be there.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize that. Oh, it's only a couple of million bucks here and there. We can figure out where that is. They waste that much money. Now, that's a nice argument, but basically the people who benefit from it are less than 5% of the population. You get most of the money. And unfortunately, I think there's a lot of places in the Caribbean and elsewhere in the world to get the money from it in vacations.
Can we reconvene to continue a daytime dedicated hour and a half work session to hash this one out?
When would you like to do that?
Pull out our old calendars here. Our next scheduled session is June 13th, followed by the week immediately after on the 20th.
Would you like to do maybe one on the 13th?
Is a lunchtime at June 13th an option?
No, that's we're meeting with Amanda Wilson.
No, that's July.
That's July. I'm sorry. I got the wrong date in my head. I'm the wrong month.
June 13th. I can do June 13th.
June 13th. That's two. Jim, we know you're out. And Jim Gilwicks, would noon a lunchtime 90-minute
on the 14th.
On the 13th?
I've got an appointment at 1:30 that day.
Can we do 11 to 12:30?
Yep, I can do that.
11 to 12:30. That would work.
Valerie?
Mm-hmm.
11 to 12:30, June 13th. And at that time, we will continue talking about this.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun for me.
You can always call.
You know,
me.
I know.
I don't have good cell service at the new house. I don't. It's rule.
Okay.
These are hard decisions. No internet. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But
no TV.
These are the most important decisions that
it's like used to be.
You make. So appreciate your efforts.
No, and thank you all, staff, for all the easy work and council for the time and efforts. Let's be done tonight, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, we'll stand adjourned at 9:13 p.m.
7:30 meeting tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you do? Okay. And we don't have a meeting in
July. Recording stopped.
Okay, we have June 6th, though, I think.
Increase? Like do the sunset and say...